Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Self-driving cars, the way of the future, they say. How much so? And how are we going to deal with all the sticky issues that come with that? I'm glad we can be joined for some answers now by Randy Adams. He's the Chief Technology Officer of Drive. Randy, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Good morning, Vince.
So this, very pleased to have you. This is an interesting issue for you because you're sort of working on the legalities that are involved here. People wonder, okay, what happens if like these self-driving cars, once we have them, get into an accident? How do we figure out who's at fault? You're beginning to try and get to the bottom of answering those questions. How?
Exactly. Drive is DRIAV.com, spelled a little funny, but Drive Insurance Solutions. Here we're dealing with the whole issue of autonomous driving and all the new features that are coming out on the vehicles that are being manufactured today and for the next 20 years in the future. Interestingly enough, the cars are getting safer, but accident rates are going up. And we're trying to address that with an insurance policy that really benefits drivers who take advantage of some of the more autonomous features that they have in their vehicles.
So if these cars run into somebody, how do you establish fault with a driverless vehicle?
Well, you know, eventually, maybe 10 years in the future, 15 years in the future, we really don't know at this point, cars will drive themselves and they won't even have steering wheels. We'll just sit back and enjoy the ride and text and do whatever we do when on our way to work for the commute. But today, there are features that people use that are autonomous. In other words, there's advanced cruise control. There's lane departure warnings and keeps you in your lane. There's emergency braking. And all those things happen if you turn them on in a vehicle that you have today. The trick is that who's driving the car? Is it the car that's driving the car? Is it you that's driving the car? And going back and forth between the person that's driving themselves and the automation system, that's where we run into trouble because that's really human error. And I think that's due in great part to people not understanding these new features that are coming out and not taking advantage of them and using them correctly. So that's what we're trying to address.
Is this information, though, not hackable? We know that Tesla, for the people evacuating in Florida, said, hey, you know, I'm going to take the governor off and you can go further now on a charge. So they have access to your vehicle to be able to change that. Wouldn't all our cars then be hackable? What about a terrorist who wants to inflict mayhem, loads a car up with explosives and, you know, drives it into a building?
Well, you know, you can't protect against everything, but the fact that we are so conscious of the fact that cars can be hacked means that the security on the cars are going to be much, much higher than you'd find in other places like credit bureaus, for example. You will find on vehicles that there'll be a lot of anti-hacking things, and there'll be fail-safe things that if a car is hacked or something does go wrong, that it just pulls over to the side of the road safely and stops. So I believe that, you know, we're addressing those issues. Obviously, it's very complicated, and it will take a number of years for us to get everything developed to a point where it'll be safe to drive these cars in fully autonomous mode. But I think that, you know, we're aware of it. The National Transportation Safety Administration just came out with guidelines on how to go about developing these autonomous features in cars. We're now seeing a bill that got passed by the House recently, now in the Senate, to allow manufacturers of automobiles to do testing to make sure these things are safe. So we're moving in the right direction, but you know, nothing's foolproof. But I think that there are fallback things that will actually make cars much safer, reduce accidents, and save lives.
Randy, you've been in proximity to a lot of big tech innovations over the years or worked directly on them, including inventing the Adobe PDF, working with Steve Jobs as an engineer. So you've seen a lot of things change, and you've had a front row seat for it. At what point do we get to a point where we can drive a car and not have to be attentive? Because it kind of seems like, what's the point if you're a driver sitting in a vehicle, but you have to pay attention the whole time? Why not just actually drive the car?
Well, because if you're driving on the freeway, for example, like I live in Los Angeles, and so the freeway driving is very intense here, and it's stop and go all the time, and you're constantly putting the brake on and hitting the accelerator. And now there are features in cars. I have a gas-powered car that automatically follows the traffic in front of me, and I have to be attentive, but I don't have to just constantly be doing all these acceleration and braking. So it's not necessarily something where I can go off and, you know, text people and or watch a TV program or something, but it is something that it will greatly make my commute a lot more pleasant.
Yeah, but it seems like in this transition period, all that's doing is kind of breeding a bit of laziness for a job that's really important. You're driving a vehicle, which is obviously, as we know, can be deadly. I mean, the goal to all this is to get to the point where you can be texting, right? Where you can just be like reading a newspaper as if you were riding on public transportation.
Exactly. But the danger is in getting to that goal, it'll get there incrementally. It won't be just instantly. You'll flick a switch and you'll buy a car that'll drive itself. You know, there'll be more and more features introduced over time. And the danger exists when people don't understand these features or when they transition from some self-driving feature into manually driving it. And for example, I had an emergency braking situation the other day on the freeway where the car was saving me. It was braking in an emergency fashion. I got scared and took over. And when I took over, I hit the brakes, but the emergency braking stopped and I lurched forward because I didn't have the brakes on quick enough. So there are those in-between situations, which we really have to be very careful of. And that's one of the things we're looking at as an insurance company, and how do we reduce the risk to the driver and reduce claims as a result.
Well, one of the things I look at, like Russia, for instance, where insurance claims are a much more complicated business, I guess, because everyone seems to have dash cams in Russia. Like they use dash camera technology all the time. Is the future that we're going to have a lot of cameras on our cars?
Yes, there'll be cameras everywhere, and that really helps us because in the case of where there is a crash, we can easily determine who's at fault because we have cameras everywhere. We can replay. We're building what we call a drive crash board, which is a dashboard that allows people who are investigating an accident to replay the camera footage, all 12 cameras that might be around a car, and you can pretty easily determine who's at fault,
right,
which saves a lot of money and legal fees when you have people arguing over who's
at fault. Well, it sure does, especially when you can show the cops once they arrive. Randy Adams, thank you very much for giving us a glimpse into the future. Look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Nice to have you. 844 now on WMAL, and coming up, we have updates on what's going on with the President of the United States and DACA. Real breaking news here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.